Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're, Be'ez Hashem, going to finish up Siman Reish Nun Beis, and we're continuing to learn the halachos relating to Erev Shabbos. So we are holding at Se'iv Vav. So we have two Se'ifim tonight, Se'iv Vav and Se'iv Zayin, both pretty short. Se'iv Vav is about what you're not allowed to carry in your hand when you go out soon before Shabbos, and Siv Zayin is about checking your pockets before you leave soon before Shabbos, and it's all because of concerns relating to carrying. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav, Lo Yetzei Adam Erev Shabbos Samuch L'Chashecha. A person should not go out on Erev Shabbos when it is Samuch L'Chashecha. When exactly is Samuch L'Chashecha? So Bir Lacha quotes the Prima Gadim that it means 1/2 hour before Bein Hashmashos, which presumably means a half hour before Shkia, the way we normally assume that Bein Hashmashos starts around Shkia. Obviously, it's a much more complicated topic than that. Then he quotes Yerushalmi that Samuch L'Chashecha means Samuch L'Mincha, which means Samuch L'Mincha Katana. But he says Nechol Nahachmir Prima Gadim Nahar Shalom that it's not in Shkia Mash, but Samuch L'Chashecha, half hour before Shkia, a person should already not go out B'machto B'yado V'lovu Kulmaso with his needle, nor with holding in his hand, nor with his quill, Shema Yishkach V'yotzi, because we're afraid that he's going to go out and he's going to carry it on Shabbos. Aval mutu latzis betfilin samach l'chashecha v'yishen shochan. But a person could go out with his tefillin samach l'chashecha because there's no concern that he's going to forget the tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain why in a moment. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nunal, b'machtov, v'adim k'shochi shar chavetz b'yadov. A needle is lav dafka a needle, anything that he happens to be holding in his hand, b'yadov, v'adim k'shiyeshol shar chavetz munach l'bekiso. It's not only what you're holding in your hand, anything that you may have in your pocket or your pouch, the derech hotzoi, hi v'chayiv b'shabbos, because that's a normal way of carrying, and therefore if you carry with something in your pocket on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah, you're absolutely chayiv. It's not considered kala achar yad or anything like that. That's a normal way of carrying, and you'd be chayiv for that. And therefore, because you'd be chayiv midoraisa for carrying in such a way on Shabbos, so va'asu latzis bovim beso samuch l'chashecha shem yishkach v'yosim yishatech shach. That's why midrabanan, they say that samuch l'chashecha, you already are not allowed to go out with it because you might forget, and you'll end up carrying it and violate the Yisud HaRaisa on Shabbos. Aval, mutal latzis Rosh Hashanah samach l'chashecha b'machat hatchuv lo b'bigdo. But if you have a needle that's just stuck into your clothing, that you can walk out with samach l'chashecha. B'makam she'ed arach lotzi kein b'cholav, that's not a normal way that people carry around needles, because even if you carry that out on Shabbos in such a way, it would only be an Yisud HaRabanan, it wouldn't be an Yisud HaRaisa. So we're not going to make a gzeira of samach l'chashecha lest you come to do what would only amount to an Issa Drabanan anyway. If you were to actually go out like that on Shabbos, you'd be Pater on a Doraisa level. Even though it's still going to be an Issa Drabanan to go out that way, they don't make this Gezerah of Samach L'Chashecha on account of a concern of what you're going to do in of violating an Issa Drabanan on Shabbos, of the potential violation of an Issa Drabanan. And therefore, he'idna delaka Rosh Hashanah b'melech Karmelis. Nowadays, where we kimat don't have a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, the streets in our communities, even if you don't have an erev, or even if the erev is down, is only a Karmelis. Shari latzis b'chev shabidyal samach l'chashecha. This whole halacha basically doesn't apply. You're allowed to carry something samach l'chashecha. Hainu kodem shkia, meaning before shkia, to lavi el gzera l'gzera, because the worst it's ever going to come to is nisa drabanan, and we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Miu l'das harbi poskim v'mechaber miklolam. But he said you should be aware that according to many poskim, it's a big discussion we showed him as far as what qualifies as Rosh Hashanah, but the Mechaber holds that our streets might be a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, and we'll get to that. Kamo shemuchach b'simin shin mem hey. Well, v'imashkas v'agrab b'biro asr samach l'shkia mamish afilu l'karmelis. And the Gra and the Biro Gra says that when it's mamish samach l'shkia, you're not even allowed to go out to a karmelis. If you see in the Biro Lacha about 6 lines before the end on the bottom, he quotes this Gra. He says, "Od klas v'argot kol shakl v'tari de gemari gazrin gzera l'gzera hu rak b'samach l'chashecha." I'm reading from the Biro Lacha now. He says that the Gra says that the whole shakl v'tariya is only samach l'chashecha, aval im chashecha, haynu samach l'shkia mamish, but if it's mamish atat, and it's almost shkia, then asra b'davar shabbos gufa otzav d'rabanan. The graz is chumra, that even though we don't make a gzera l'gzera, we don't make the gzera of samach l'chashecha, lest you carry mid rabbanan on Shabbos. But im chashecha, even if you're carrying in a way that would only be Drabbanan on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Sivkata nun gimel, shema yishkach viyotzi, because we're afraid you're going to forget and you're going to carry. Hainu shishkach viyotzi yasachevis mishtach shachmir shosu shosu yavren rabrabis rishus rabim, just describes the two ways to violate otzah midaraisa. Either you take it from rishus yachat rishus rabim or vice versa, or you carry a dal ramos in rishus rabim. But the Shulchan Aruch had said, bitvillin, it's going to be mutter. Why is tefillin different than any other object? So Ratzlomer, bitvillin shal barosho. It's talking about the tefillin shal rosh. V'lo gazir yishami yishkach milasal kamat shechashecha v'yitzarich azli panos yisir me'alatzma v'yisayim arba amos b'rishos harabim. We're not afraid that you're going to be wearing it and then you're going to have to go to the bathroom or something and you have to remove them and you're going to end up carrying them for amos b'rishos harabim k'mosh kosas m'shin alf siv zayin. Why aren't we concerned? L'fisha mestama eino shocham barosho. People don't forget that they have tefillin on their head, because the halacha is you're not allowed to forget that you have tefillin on your head. There's nisr hesach hadas from the tefillin. Shemitzvah lemashmish behem, basal l'siach daitum behem. That's why you're always supposed to be touching the tefillin so that you're not masiach das. So since there are already safeguards in place to make sure that you're always aware of your tefillin, we don't have to make a gzeira of samach l'chashecha, lest you forget that you're wearing tefillin. Aval, l'mochsen b'yado, but if you're carrying the tefillin, atzal l'siach behem samach l'chashecha, then you can not go out with them. Samach l'chashecha, k'mo sharei chafatzim, the masiach daito mehem, v'yishkach v'yosim, v'yishchashecha, v'yishchus v'yishchus, oshi yisayim arba amos. Because then it becomes like any other object that you might be carrying where you have all of the same concerns. Si'if zayin now, mitzvah l'mashmish adam b'kele b'erev Shabbos, samach l'chashecha, shliya b'em dover sh'asul l'atziz b'ob Shabbos. Person should check his clothing on Erev Shabbos, samach l'chashecha, to make sure that he's not carrying any items in his clothing. Just like you're not allowed to walk outside carrying something in your hand, you should also, in advance of walking outside, make sure that there's nothing in your pockets. So you check your clothing before you go out. Says Mishmur Sif Katan, Nunhei, Bekelov, Bibgadov, means in his clothing, Bekalmakam Shadarko Lishtamishbo, any part of the clothing where it's normal to use that part of the clothing. Kigon Bekisnat Furinlo. For example, we have pockets in our clothing. Eli Weissel told me on Shabbos that he saw Rav Victor Miller once said that when he says the bracha, Shalom Asani Isha, he has the kavana that you ever walking with your wife and she says, carry this for me, carry this for me, carry that for me, because she doesn't have any pockets. So he thinks, Shalom Asanisha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made men's clothing with pockets. So it's what a bracha that is, that we have pockets. So, but it's also, it could be a curse, because if you're carrying on Shabbos, then you'd be in violation of an issur. So that's why we have this halacha. They have to check all your pockets. Or if you have a utility belt or something like that, some type of belt where people would, or a fanny pack or something that people would keep things in, so that also you have to check. Because you might have something in there and you can end up carrying it out into Rosh Hashanah. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, is quoted as saying that lint in your pockets are not a problem. I mean, you don't have to worry to remove all the lint out of your pockets. And he says that as far as if you have some food still in your mouth, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that was mutter as well, unless it's really bothering you, or you don't want it because it's particularly gross to you, and he leaves it as a tzarchi in the maisa. But as far as the karmelis, he says you don't have to be machmir about that, because the shirei meichel are batel to the guth. So lint, for sure, you don't have to worry about it, and it's always better to swallow before for your food before you go out anyway. But Oshami Yeshdover Muksiv Yitzal to the land of Shabbos. Then the Mishmur adds, and another concern that you may want to be aware of is you might have mukta items that you want to remove. You might have your car keys or something like that you want to remove from your pockets before Shabbos. Someone, one of my talmidim, told me that he was leaving to shul, and his wife said, where are you going? And she was pointing to her ears. Why is he pointing? He had his AirPods still in. He didn't realize. So now you have to check your ears also before you leave, that you might still have your AirPods in your ear. So Sivkata Nunvav, Be'erev Shabbos, Nira Duha Din B'Shabbos. Same is true on Shabbos itself. If you want to go out and there's no Erev outside, you better check your pockets. If you're going to go outside of the Erev, and you normally carry non-mux items in your pockets, you're in a shul and they threw candy or something at an offer for some, and you put a few sunkists in your pocket. If there's no Erev outside, so you got to check your pockets before you leave the shul. So you have to check before you leave. And in the Dirshu, he quotes to put an object into your pockets on Shabbos when you're in your house. Both the Gra in the Maaser Rav and the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Rav say that that's going to be also that you shouldn't put anything in your pockets if you don't have an Erev erev in your community, because if you have to check your pockets before you leave your house, probably not a good idea to stuff things into your pockets in the first place. But he quotes the Tehillah of David, who says, no, there's no such gezeira not to put things in your pockets. So to quickly summarize what we learned tonight, so we learned, first of all, that you can't go out on Erev Shabbos, which we defined most likely as a half hour before Shkia, carrying something that would be a Malacha D'oraisa to carry on Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha says that if it's right before Shkia, you can't even go out with something that would be a Malacha D'rabanan to carry on Shabbos. And then we said you got to check your pockets on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos as well before you leave your house, to make sure that you're not carrying anything if there's no Erev in town, and to make sure that there are no Muktzah items in your pockets. And Bezushim, tomorrow night we will begin Simon Reish Nun Gimel.